But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where results are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Listen, give me your attention if you can. Listen, listen, please. Give me your attention. All of the devil's attack from when you were born till today, everything that has been done to manipulate the outcome of your life, every stumbling block put on your path to limit your progress. Listen, listen, please, listen, look at me. When demons go into work, when witches and wizards begin to orchestrate downfalls for people, their expectation is whenever they attack your life, there is a kind of disposition, a kind of mood you are supposed to bear every time you have been attacked, when you have gone through several layers of resistance, when plans didn't work out the way you expected. They want you to become moody and sad. But look at you today in the house of the Lord rejoicing. Listen, I want somebody to give God a shout as though you have received what you came for. Today will mark the beginning of a new season over your life. The scripture says, with joy shall ye draw from the wells of salvation. Guys, for those who can hear Hausa, the buga you use to take the things that are allotted to you in salvation is joy. If Satan takes joy out of your life, you cannot fetch. Your capacity to fetch is how much you are able to retain that joy. Guess what registers us as citizens of this kingdom? First is righteousness. The second is peace. The third is joy in the Holy Ghost. This one is not the product of outcomes, situations, and circumstances. This joy is in the Holy Ghost. It's not because something is working perfectly for you. That's why you are joyful. Today I want somebody to raise that joyful noise again. We will do something prophetic in 1 minute before we sit down. Are you ready? I will tell you the challenges of our time, and I want you to laugh at it. I want you to shout in the face of that challenge. I want you to watch how the walls of Jericho will fall down flat. When I call a challenge, I need you to shout and praise the Lord. Are you ready? To my students here, they said there are no jobs in Nigeria. Shall say there is a casting down, you will say there is a lifting. Today, the resurrected power of God will be encountering our lives. Before we take flight, it is expedient that we celebrate the leadership of this great house. I think the chaplain, you know, the chaplaincy, the elders, you know, the patrons over this house. Come on, go ahead and celebrate them. While our father, the patron, was up here, I prayed a silent prayer to God. I want to be as excited as this when I'm old. I want to be as energetic, doggedly committed to your cause. So much creativity. Ask the Holy Spirit wherever you are, don't let me go back like this. Don't let me return this way. Do something in my life I will remember this meeting for forever. Do something in my destiny. I will make reference to this encounter. Go ahead and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. And so, Father, we pray that you furnish our hearts with light. Draw us into the knowledge of the things we do not know. Do great and mighty things, and take all the glory. By your Spirit, we come. By your blood, we have access. And we pray that everything that negates your will for our lives will vanish even at your word, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Yesterday, I had the privilege to bring God's word to us. Considering our itinerary yesterday, how we needed to round up a conference and still catch up this, I got into your campus very tired, and we just trusted the Lord to get a harvest for himself. And God was able to draw many into the kingdom. I think we should celebrate everybody who made a decision for Jesus yesterday. Let's celebrate them. I know that it is okay for us to say so people got saved yesterday. And we can take statistics and even give the numbers of people who got saved yesterday. I want to begin my exhortation this morning by telling you, actually, nobody got saved yesterday. Everybody was saved 2,000 years ago. They only assessed their salvation yesterday. And salvation is still open for everybody. Nobody goes to hell because of sin. Nobody is judged because of iniquity. You are judged because you rejected this great sacrifice that has been made while we were all sinners. So nobody qualified for God's intervention. We were all sinners when God deemed it fit to intervene. And so there is no sinner God cannot save. But to create a balance, there is no saint Satan cannot bring down. Let he that thinketh that he stands take heed lest he falls. I want everybody this morning, if you can, give me your attention for the next few minutes. We want to establish something through scripture. It might be a bit, hectic, but it is important we do this before we make the declarations and trust God for the visitation. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible said, God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now that we have read it, let's go back to investigate the terms and the wordings captured within this scripture. First, God formed man of the dust, not man from dust. Man of dust. If that is in your Bible, say amen. Amen. I know people didn't say, please say amen. Amen. Now, I want our attention to be right where the scriptures are displayed so that you follow the journey God leads us this morning. The first thing the Lord draws our attention to is the man that was formed here is man of dust, not man from dust. Because they are not trying to tell you where he came from. They are trying to tell you the type of man. And then the Bible says, and God breathed into his nostrils. Another word to take note of. He says, this man of dust became. The word became means there was evolution. There was transformation. There is a transition. This man of dust had a new nomenclature on account of this breath. He is no longer man of dust. He became, he transformed into a new identity called a living soul. So it's a process. God was stepping the life capacity of man from one stage, from one level to another. If this is in your Bible, please, I need us to follow carefully. Say amen. For those who said, why do you make this assessment? It will bear me witness that God did not breathe into any fish. God didn't breathe into any cattle. God didn't breathe into any bird, but they are all alive. So the breath does not make you alive. The breath was only to fortify man with a higher cadre of life, so that he will not be powered by biological life alone. And the biological life is the life of the blood in Leviticus. The life of the flesh is in the blood. If you drain your blood out, that biological life will leave you. Unfortunately, since God's idea is to go from man of dust to living soul, living soul means man now has capacity to interact with another layer of life that is not available to the other beast of the field, because all of them operated with biological life. And this biological life, if all you have is biological life, you will be a victim of your feeling per moment. Is what hormonal demands put on you. That's what you will do per time. You will live only doing what you feel like doing. And so for man not to be ruled by his feeling, ruled by his emotion, God gave him a superior life so that he can shake off the feeling of hormones anytime it contradicts the laws of God. It is on the strength of this kind of life given to him that they can give him an instruction and say, of all the trees you may eat, but of this one, don't eat. If that life is not in him, anything he feels like is what. Have you seen a goat before? When the goat wakes up, there's no purpose for the day. Is the way he feels per moment. Hi. You know, unfortunately, I'm sharing this because I want to show you that although God has changed and stepped us up, there are still human beings that have been relegated back to this ancient, outdated version. So far, so good. I've showed you two different models of man that has been achieved in the whole era of creation. There was a first model of man called man of dust. There's another model called living soul. And this is what Adam was made. It will interest you to know, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, when man fell, God came and looked at man and began to give judgment to the various parties that played a role in the fall of man. When it came to the serpent, Satan, he looked at Satan and said, because you have done this, you are cursed above the cattle of the field, above the birds of the air, and above every creeping thing upon the face of the earth. He says, dust you will eat for the rest of your days, and on thy belly shall thou go. What was God saying? When God was talking to serpent and saying, you will eat dust for the rest of your days, does snake eat sand? Let's talk now. What was God saying? What was this great majestic spirit communicating? What metaphor is this? There were two things we are going to take note of, which will be the basis of the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the visitation of God upon our lives today. Listen, There are two major platforms of deliverance in scripture. Number one is the anointing. Everybody wants it. The anointing is the deposit of God upon a man. The ability for a man to command deliverance for his fellow men. When that anointing commands deliverance for you, there is a condition that comes with it. Be careful. Do not go back to your old ways, lest a more terrible fate will befall you. The second platform of deliverance is the truth. The anointing can break the yoke. The truth also can set you free. But if you know the truth will make you free. And it's the persons that have interacted with the truth that can sustain their freedom. In this kingdom, Satan is not really disturbed that you can be healed, as far as the door to bring the sickness back is still open. You can go and momentarily take relief. And he knows that the spirits that afflict you still have more than 1,001 channels they can still assess your life through. Remember, it is he that breaks the edge at the serpent strike. Our normal place of abode is holiness. When we live contradicting the laws of God, we now begin to pretend like we are surprised that certain things happen to us. And instead of man to repent and repair his edge that was broken, man begin to journey from one all night to another, one prayer house to another, investigating from prophet, where is my attack coming from? God never intended for you to be investigating who is attacking you. He wanted you to live inside holiness. So that when the way of a man pleases the Lord, he causeth even his enemies to be at peace with him. Why did lions, although they are carnivorous animals, suddenly they lost taste for flesh? Because a righteous man came there. Fire lost the ability to afflict men because righteous men were thrown in. If your way can please God, the emphasis, the greatest molecule in this work is to withdraw, keep your consecration with God, and your prayer points will be few. Very few prayer points, because there are things God will do for you. He will not even inform you. You are the apple of his eyes. No weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. Any tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God will condemn. He that digs a pit for you will fall into it. He that rolls a stone against you, to him it will return. 1,000 will fall by your side, 10,000 by your right hand side. These are the promises of those who live in tandem with the laws of God. But we violate the law, and then we want to use all other means to make up for the heritage of those who walk after the laws of God. There are people today, the first thing the Holy Ghost will do for you this morning, he will insist that you make your way right again with God. Get anything you want to get. Receive any breakthrough. Receive any miracle. As far as your edge is not... Listen, see what Satan said concerning Job. God was hyping a man and say, have you seen? Satan said, is it not because you have blessed him and you have built a hedge around him? You know how many times Satan came to try that guy? There was a wall. Touch not my anointed. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Some of you are coming from families where what you are planning, this destiny you are hoping for, this future you are anticipating, it is illegal considering the narrative from your own bloodline. Nobody has ever crossed that threshold, and you are dreaming big and you think that everybody before you is lazy. You will need to hide inside consecration. Dwell in holiness. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You will sleep and wake up many nights, and you will forget that there were warfare, because your battles are called unseen battles. God fights it for you. You are living your life as though Satan is not real. You are living as though there are no enemies around your life. But every day they are tempting your life. There is an edge that keeps you. There is a fortress of protection. That's what the lifestyle of holiness is. Holiness is not for God, it's for you. The only person that benefits from your holy living is you. Your holiness does not make God more a God. Your holiness does not enthrone him in any way. Holiness is your advantage. If you recline, if you come out of the noise and insist on being holy, you will be amazed the number of things God will move on your behalf without even telling you. There are many men of dust sitting here quietly looking. They do only what they feel. Is feeling, is hormonal movement that is influencing anything they have done with their life till this day. Even coming to church this morning is because they took a jean and a white t-shirt and they felt like, wow, when I come out in this, people will know. So the real reason is a feeling. They don't know God, and they don't know yet that they are victims. They are already being, Satan is setting you up for an evil day. When that evil day comes, I will show you what I'm trying to say. The Bible said to serpent, he says, dust you will eat for the rest of your days, and on your belly shall thou go. What was God saying there? There was a particular type of man that was made from dust. The man of dust. God was telling Satan that since you are able to deceive man, use the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. This is the compendium of that temptation. The first thing you see Eve interacting with was that the Bible says the tree was pleasant to the eyes. That is the lust of the eyes. Number two, it says it was good for food, the lust of the flesh. It says a tree to be desired to make one wise, the pride of life. So it's not one temptation. It's all the flavors of lust that can happen. It was the apostle that says all that is in this world. He summarized it into these three things: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. This is what came against Eve. God says, dust you will eat to Satan for the rest of your days. What was God saying? God is saying, I limit you, Satan, to only be able to interact, to only be able to communicate, to only be able to deceive and bring down man. Any man you bring down, any person you can relate with, must be a man of dust. And anybody who is able to evolve from dust, you have no power over him. Meaning that the moment you are able to find a protocol in the spirit that gives you capacity to modify the flesh, Satan's agenda is actually powerless around your life. They have pointed a direction he will come from, that he will eat dust for the rest of his days. Meaning that the day man learns how to conquer this dust nature, Satan, this is what it meant by on your belly you will go. It means you will communicate with man from a defeated position. And anybody you will ever overpower is because of lack of knowledge. Because if he knows how defeated you are, you will have no power over him. So the two layer of encounter God must bring man to is a transformation by a new birth, so that you can go from the dust realm, the man of dust, into the nature that our ancestor lost. And then number two is to fortify you with sufficient light, so that ignorance does not become the basis for our fall. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. The first thing Jesus will do for us this morning is that he will call many sons and daughters into a new life. It will interest you to know that although we have spoken about two different models of man, maybe you bought a phone and your phone probably came with Android 1.0. Please, who can tell me the most latest version of Android iOS? 8.0, right? No, 11. 12. 12.0. Okay, listen. I hope you know that there is something that happens with your electronics. That the moment you are able to have access to the internet, suddenly it begins to seek to update itself. It knows, the electronic knows that he is operating with an outdated version. And the moment he can get access into that particular area, that particular space where it can update itself, your phone begins to ask you for permission apps begin to say there are higher versions now. This thing you are doing, listen, although we're all born, we are born looking like the whole, you know, infirmity of our ancestor Adam. This is why God left a technician inside time to repair everybody. When you arrived broken, no matter the advantage you are currently working with, even if you have an advantage now, it's just a sign of how much more you could have been if you submitted yourself to the workings of the Spirit. Fortunately, we don't only have two models of man. We have three. And the third was brought by Christ. The first man, the Bible says, was made a living soul. He says, but the last Adam is made a life-giving spirit. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Do I hear you are sitting down, you are looking at me? And no matter how much you try, no matter what effort you make, there is a narrative that is insisting, a narrative that is trying to shape the outcome of your life. I'm not speaking to lazy people this morning. I'm talking to those who have labored. They work hard, yet there is an economy that continues to undermine. I have seen students who sit down and read for hours, but every time there is a time to test them, suddenly they become blank. I have seen families where people have PhDs and nobody has amounted to anything. Well educated, yet education cannot command deliverance in the face of the battle of princes. There are families where people have been sold into servitude. They must serve men. Everybody will labor. I have seen a case. It made me weep when I got to the hospital. The person never knew rest throughout her life. Born into captivity, sick from the beginning, died at age 30. All of her 30 years was from one challenge to another till she died, never knowing rest under the sun. This is how wicked the system is. Satan never plans for any man to have a break. He eats the dust. He will eat the dust. Day and night, there are people listening to me here. The devil had established a besetting sin around your life. I began to teach on this particular subtopic yesterday. You are already bound hand and foot. And you don't know yet. You don't know yet that you cannot fulfill why you entered time until you are able to break free. In John chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2, he says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life will be transferred to men as light. The Bible says, the light will shine in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 6 says, there was a man sent from God, not sent by God. He came from God, sent from God, whose name was John. Verse 7 says, the same came. The question I want to ask you, is it this version of you that God sent? There are people here who were sent into time as deliverers, as saviors. You entered time on account of a need for you. There was priesthood, prayer requirement that gave you the capacity to manifest. Some of you here, even while you were coming to school, they reminded you so that you will know who you are. They reminded you are the hope of a generation. Some of us, you needed to see the kind of jobs our parents needed to do just so that to give us an advantage. And you know that a generation is counting on your manifestation. Some of you, the prophecies that went into the ground before you manifested, people came and assured your parents that God is sending a deliverer, a mighty man that will conquer many battles is arriving. And then the day they gave birth to you, they took you to church as our father dedicated a child this morning. And they name the names of the Lord over you. Hey, but your welcome to earth package is darkness. Isaiah 60 verse 2 says, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness will cover the people. No matter who you are, darkness will come for you. The only people that will manifest the true potentials of God that was captured in the chronicles of God's script concerning their life are those that can begin to arise first. So when darkness covers all of us, it will look like you have become like your society, like there is nothing special about you. There will be a season of acclimatization in your life where you will be looking like the challenge you are here to solve. You too, people will look at you and mistake you to be part of the challenge. But from that challenge, just as Moses will be once a prince of Egypt, as though he is part of those afflicting the people he was sent into time to solve. But there is an ordination on your life that will not let you embrace and settle for what every other person is settling with. So you will see Moses always aggrieved anytime they are afflicting the Israelites. Although he's a prince of Egypt, there is a conflicting episode here, because the way you will manifest, God must hide you. He will hide you so that the princes in time will not know your true identity. When he is hiding you, he is giving you time to grow. He used captivity and multiplied Israel. Maybe now you are looking like the problem. Maybe now you too, you are looking like the challenge. And you are almost forgetting your identity. I'm here as prophecy. I am the answer to many generations. I am the solution to the problems. How do you know who you are? There are things you will never ever settle with. That's an indication of your particular ordination here. There are some of you, you will see a child holding granite during school hour, and you will call him now and he will buy and go. Not another human being will see that child, and the first thing he's asking is, why are you not in school? You are not a bad person, it's that your wiring is different. There is somebody that was in time to make sure that every time the poor wants to cry to God, there are the voices of relief God kept among men. There are those of us who are the bread of the poor. And so even people who have mocked you, you have done good, people have used your good against you, you cannot stop doing good. It's your nature. Unless you don't hear it. I know people who can give their last card and there is a sense of fulfillment. That's your ministry. That's why you are here. The day you try to stop, you will become restless. Some of you, God will gather orphans under you, and you will not know why. He's teaching your fingers, He's training you. Those of you that would actually handle the wealth of the kingdom, you must test what poverty is. Like I said, in the season of acclimatization, you will look like the problem you are here to solve. Sometimes you are looking at your life now and it is an opposite of everything you have been picking, the signals of God concerning your purpose here. Your current disposition is directly contrasting it. Brother, sister, don't get upset yet. There is a season when God hides us. There's a season when we look like the problem, but we are not. There are people you will point and say, look at this worldly girl. Look at this girl. Look at this wayward girl. It can be that person you are pointing, that's one of the major apostolic voice. And a great evangelist is being prepared. One day, you will see her embracing all kinds of depraved people. And the reason why she cannot judge anybody is because of where God brought her from. Hey, it was Jesus that said, he that is forgiven much. You know, the parable was two servants owing the master different sums. The one that owes much, Jesus asks, between the one that owes much and the one that owes little, who would be more appreciative of this thing? And the people said, it's the person that was forgiven much. This is exactly what Jesus would take you through if your life must interface with men. This is why some people, they call you at night and say, there is fire on the mountain. You say, I am not the one on the cross. Please, don't disturb me. You don't have empathy because you are not wired for that. There are other human beings that cannot rest until they can hear that the person has gotten relief. And it is ordination that begins to wire you. There are those of you on campus right now. Everybody is undermining you. Everybody is looking down on you. You don't look like where you are going to. If anybody told me a few years ago that I would bring the gospel of Jesus to the nations of the world, that at my age I would have traveled several nations and I would have met with kings. If anybody told me that, how will I believe it? It was a contrast. Please, you can sit down. I'm sorry. Thank you. The challenge now is manifestation. The challenge now is manifestation. As far as you have not manifested after the order of he that was sent, it is almost as though you have not arrived yet. If they are calling the roll call of heaven, it is still absent. Because until you become the version God had in mind, your existence does not count for anything yet. Until you begin to attend to the challenge you are into time to solve, it is as good as you are not on ground yet. There are many people that are just living for themselves. This brings us back to dust man. Everything they do is me, myself, and I. If it's not self-seeking, there is nothing that bothers them. This is why you have never won a soul. In case you are here and you have never deemed it fit to speak to anybody about Jesus, it is because you cannot do different from your nature. There is nothing that puts that weight upon you. From January to December, no soul is accounted to your name, you are living for yourself. The first encounter everybody must have, if your life must align to the demand of God, is a new birth. No spirit will do that for you. It's a conscious decision. By yourself, you will look at the infirmity, the tendencies and proclivities domiciled in your members, reflecting the various compromise of your bloodline. You know, there are particular sin that is prevalent in certain family. There are families that have particular tendency towards a particular sin. And you will see everybody in the family, they have a way of, everybody gets pregnant out of wedlock. There are families that they can never marry one wife. No matter how much the man try, at his old age, he will still break the record. Suddenly a woman will come with a baby. Then they will now say, we thought you were the different one, but we are together. They are traits captured in different bloodlines. When you open your eye into your own family, the first thing you will contend with is the darkness that is waiting for you. So you will need to escape from that reality by the new birth. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. They bring you into a new birth. A new birth. I have good news for somebody. In Adam, we lost the capacity to operate as living souls. But in the second Adam, the last Adam, we receive a much superior standing, not just as living soul, but as life-giving spirit. Now, this is what I want to share in the next 15 minutes on. The most latest version of man, life-giving spirits. It is in the agenda of God that you will not be a victim. It is in the agenda of God that your life will become an extension, like a cable. It is in the agenda of God that through you, the intervention of God can come for men. And it is what qualifies you as a life-giving spirit. Anything you come, anything you touch, anything you interact with, you leave a deposit of life on that thing. Life is the solution to all the predicament of man. There is a life that causes for success. There is a kind of life that is prosperity. Everything is life. You are life away from any result. There is a kind of life that causes for honor. There is a kind of life that makes for health. Life itself is a compendium of everything God owes you. When God gives you life, he has given you everything. Everything is inside life. But guess how God gives it to you? In him was life, but that life is the light of men. God will begin to unveil the hidden secrets of the kingdom to you. Suddenly, you will begin to realize that those things that come to press you every night, that makes you fear the night season, those stories your mother told you of how many uncles were cut off in their prime, those ungodly prophecies of how nobody rises as a great pillar in that family, you will begin to know that the things you are running away from can run from you. Those knowledge, there are many of us here. Listen, I'm begging you now. The whole world lieth in wickedness. If you don't press and touch certain reality of God for yourself, you will find a narrative that is not different from where you are coming from. It's waiting for you. I hope you know the state of the cosmos. If you don't plant anything in your field, the earth will still produce something for you. It's called weed. Weed is undesirable crops. It means that the program of this earth, anybody who don't intelligently influence his harvest by planting the kind of seed he wants to see, the earth will still produce for you, but it will produce weed. So it means there is a result for everybody. Whether you put in the work or not, you will still harvest. Now that it is spelled out clearly, there is man of dust, there is man, the living soul, and there is man, the life-giving spirit. Which version of man are you? Once you are able to tell, because I would have loved to give us characteristics of these three different models. My focus this morning is the dust. Among the sons of men, the population of men that is the largest is men of dust. They are the largest, including unbelievers. All unbelievers, they are dust men. All of them, they live for themselves. Then you now enter Christendom. You now find those who are neither here nor there. They just want to have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They are also men of dust. And the challenge is, if you continue living your life like that, Satan has been commanded to eat dust for the rest of it. Satan will eat you like biscuits. The only people that are above this, his wicked vengeance he is rotting against man, are those who are able to escape that nature. So you are operating from a life form that is superior to him. He cannot touch you. But if you remain as dust, you will be a victim all the rest of your life. This is why I wonder when men don't want to know God for themselves. I wonder when men want to talk to other men to pray for them. I wonder why people want to isolate a particular man and be running to them anytime they sense a challenge. They don't want to grow. In Jude chapter 1 verse 20, it says, building up yourself. You are the one to do it for you. No, nobody will help you. Building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How do you go from dust to a place of strength and victory? How do you go from weakness? How do you go from being a victim into a victor? You will invest in the altar of prayer, building up yourself. Building up yourself. Building up yourself. My life on campus was a triangle. I have classmates on earth alive that would point out any day I tell a lie about how I live my life on campus. When you enter a new environment, the first thing you should do, declare who you are. Don't wait for the people to say he could be. When I entered, I said, I am a born-again Christian. So the first thing they did, they started calling me pastor. So as soon as that thing starts, it became a system of protection for me. Even the day where my heart fell, my body could not honor my heart, because there is already an expectation with men because of how I had introduced myself. There are things they will never invite you for because of who you told them you are. There are conversations they will never talk with you. Those of you that entered campus and you are ashamed to associate with Jesus, to associate with the brethren, you are creating a good atmosphere for multiple assortments of temptation. They will need to know who you are quickly. When you enter a new space, I'm a child of God. They say, it's just a small Niger bed something. You say, no, we don't bet in this kingdom. You see, as I said, Niger bet, there was a brother, I saw him. He just did like this. Jesus will have to deliver your soul from, you see, that your hope that you will become a billionaire, that one day you will buy a ticket of 100 naira and then you will play 400 games, and then when the games start entering one by one, then suddenly you will sleep one night as a poor man and open your eye the next day as a billionaire. He is chasing after the wind. You will never catch it. The system is rigged against you already. You are only enriching the rich with the meager resources that is at your disposal. And then you see them, they say, hey, now only one game caught them. You will be saying that at your old age still. That one game will never enter. And then when you now look back at the money you have used all through your youth, you would have still been a millionaire if you saved those money. This one is for the young men here, so that don't waste your time. That will be your end. I'm giving you a prophecy. You say, but I saw on AIT the other day, there was somebody that won in Makurdi, and they did this. You will be amazed. Every product needs advert. Every product needs advertisement. They need to stir your hope up from time to time, because after the several layers of disappointment, they need to awaken your zeal again. Then they present one rigged testimony. Then you say, if it can happen here, What can stop me? The revival comes for betting again. My labors on campus was triangular. The lecture hall, the hostel, the chapel. If Chapel of Redemption has a voice, he will call my name. He knows the spot where my knee was always on the ground. They will come to my room and look at me and say, caveman, today who is in the cave? They will look at me and say, you are backward, you are a Jew guy. The Jew guy that is the person who is a perceived failure. And I gave my due diligence to my academics. This is the first reason why you are here. It's your academic work. When you give your best to it, you may not become the best while giving your best. But what God needs is your best. There are people holding certain results in their hand, and they know somewhere in their heart that this result is not a reflection of their true capacity. They know that if they put in more, they have actually sufficient capacity to do more than this. That regret will be in your heart for many years. You will know that you will continue to underperform at different stages. What God needs from you is your best. That you can hold anything and say, I gave my best. It's your best that is good enough for God. I'm saying this as a balance. Your best will not always be the best. But your best is God's good enough. God will bless you with your best. Who among us here is willing to give their best? I know you will not raise your hand. After watching episodes, various seasons, and those of our ladies here who like to get themselves hooked up with seasonal movies, you are in the class. You cannot wait to run back to the hostel so that you just go and open the laptop and continue. The reason why your life is beginning to head towards the village gradually is all the village Nigerian films you are watching. You see that flute they are playing, that lady that tied wrapper and held something going to the stream. Eh? These are the things your mind is full of. When I graduated, I had few months before NYSC. I didn't want to be idle. I went and engaged a teaching job. And the school was so wicked. Because they knew I was desperate, they now prized me a strong second class upper graduate. They prized me 15K for a month. I did younger first. I said, I will not accept it. I thought they would call me back. They didn't call, so I now went back by myself and said, I don't know if that offer is still on the table. They said, well, they are waiting for me. So I resumed. I will go to work for 1 month and realize that my transport to work is bigger than my salary. Then I will now sit down and say, what am I working for? Guess what God was doing? He insisted that I don't stay idle. You see, when you continue to engage your mind, when you continue to engage your mind in productivity, you will find out that the layer of temptation that will be channeling towards your direction will be fewer and fewer. You don't even have time. Is it the lesson plan? The lesson notes that I have to prepare? Before I know it, it's already night. I've slept. So, no time to meet anybody and gist. As God will have it, I got a small hint that there was a little opening in the Katsuna Electric. So, I went there. And they said that it's only for those who have NYSC certificate and had not served. So I now looked at the man. I said, please, sir, can I see you for one? He said, you will not see me. You will not see me. I now told him that I am ready to work for half of the salary he will pay my colleagues. He looked at me quietly. He now said, come. That the way you are desperate like this, what is your... You are a young man. I said, I just want to work. That is how I got my employment. You are a witness. They paid me the same salary with everybody else. Just that statement I made, I am willing to work for half of it. The man said, come, it's your type, we like. You know, they like people who want to kill themselves. So they located the most tedious task, and they gave it to me. I prosecuted it with joy. I wanted to dress up in the morning, go out when every responsible person is engaging something, and return tired in the evening and deserve my rest. You are sleeping and you have not done anything throughout the day, and you sleep more than any other person. Then you wake up and say, there is a nightmare. Why won't you have a nightmare? There is a problem the way you are living your life. The nature of my engagement in Kaduna Electric was a load survey officer. So they sent us into companies, sent us into industries to give an analysis of the capacity of energy that is consumed by that space. So when we submit our result, it is from our result that they now give you a new bill. People hated me. They knew that anytime I come visiting you, your bill must change. There's a new bill that will follow because of my visit. So sometimes I'll be walking like this. So I will see there are areas in Kaduna that is hostile to NEPA staffs. And during our briefing in the morning, they tell you, when you go to this place, just anything they say, don't argue. Just, please, life is better. Those are the areas where you will be on the pole. Because, of course, I'm not the one. There are engineers that do that. And then the people are so violent that they'll come and remove the ladder. So you will not have to hold the pole first and start begging that they should bring this thing back, that you will not disconnect the wire again. One day I was walking by the area, and then somebody saw me. A young man saw me and did me like this. So I started trusting God for another job quickly. I said, this. People don't live long on this kind of engagement. I went to NYC in Plateau State, Mangu, to be specific, our camp. As soon as I was in Mangu, I saw a lot of young people with white short knicker, with white shirt. You know, anywhere young men and young women meet, there is a natural tendency for them to begin to, you know, be attracted to one another. But you see, the truth is, there are people you will know from the beginning that, hey, if God wants to help your life, He will give you the capacity to look at the big picture quickly. So you will save yourself stress. A camp of 3 weeks. Then people became couples in the camp. And then suddenly deployment letter now came. They now sent you and your proposed couple to the two different extremes of the state. Then you now see two foolish people crying and saying, so what are we going to do now with our love? Some of us were wise. I came alone, and I know that this is not the right time for any dealing. You know what we were doing? I went to ask the people who served before me. I said, which particular platoon must I attach myself, and which CDS must I get involved with so that my posting can be around town? They said, there's a formula. Go and join FCS quickly. When you enter there, join the Christian community. And then insist that you become an ESCO. When you become an ESCO, they will post you to the capital. That's where the central house is. And I said, so this is the... He said, yes. Guess what? Before church time, I was already seated there. The people who were taking notes, because they thought they were wise. They don't know that we know them. The people who were taking notes, because they will come up and say, we have prayed, and after much deliberation by the Spirit, your names were brought forward by the Spirit to us that you are the new executives. We know that it is, they observe, there are physical parameters they use to make their decision. So I came earlier and I sat down. I saw one ESCO pass and look at me the first time. He said, what's your name? I told him my complete name. Brother, you can predict life. You are not disadvantaged. You know this thing I'm sharing with you like a joke? There is a spirit in man, the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Before you know it, they release a list. I hope you know how the story played out. The Lord mentioned my name. God said, choose this one. So I came out, and I also pretended like I was surprised, because those kind of things, you will sit down like this. You'll be looking like, really, is it me? And then people will now be pushing you out. Then you will now just, you know, come out like that. And they don't know that I saw the big picture. So I went to the town. Some people were posted to strange places. Some of them, when they went to those places, their life never remained the same. There is a stream of wisdom on your inside. It is only available. You see, they came to Jesus many times and tried to set a trap for him. They say, tell us whether it is customary to pay tribute to Caesar. You see, that kind of question, a mistake there is treason. If the answer is not correct, it's treasonable offense you are committing. The wisdom Jesus fetched from, he said, whose image is on this coin? I hope you know what God has done for us. The only challenge now with man is ignorance. My people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't know who they are. You carry the Holy Ghost on your inside. You are now a life-giving spirit. You can release life to any human being who is afflicted. There is a life inside you that makes for healing. You don't need to say in the name of Jesus. You just have to lay hands and establish a connection so that life can flow. Can you tell yourself, I carry God on my inside? Come on, say it again. I have God in me. Maybe we need to do there are three different visitation of God that mankind has enjoyed. The first is God for us, and it was the God of the old covenant, where Israel needed to congregate on mountains, and then God speaks with fire and thunder, and it was a scary sight. So they needed to send a man to help them hear from God, so that man can bring back feedback. That God is God for us, because he isolated a nation and gave them his name. Israel, God's own nation, God for us. But that God was not actually comfortable to leave the relationship like that. He wanted more closure. And so we had the second visitation of God, Emmanuel, God with us. So that God for us now came to dwell among us. Now having, you can now wake up and see God as your neighbor, and gist with God and ask God questions about what he thinks you should do on this matter. But because of the limitation of that same arrangement, God still wanted more intimacy. And so we went from God with us to God in us. God is not your neighbor again. God has possessed your vessel. You now carry God. But if you are not conscious of what you carry, Satan will still intimidate you, because he is going to walk on his belly for the rest of his days. But if you don't know that he is on his belly, you will be intimidated. If there is any sickness in your body, hear me, I beg you. If there is any sickness in your body, there is a provision in this new arrangement to make you above the affliction of sickness. It says, if this spirit that raised up Christ from the dead can dwell in your mortal body, he will quicken you. That is, you too, if that spirit has a capacity to bring somebody from dead, is it illness that is now a challenge for him? You will now have to engage that spirit on your inside. You will need to become conscious, number one, I carry the Holy Ghost. This life that I have is the life of Christ in me. This life that I have is the life of God. Zoe, 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 Zoe. Zoe, 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 Zoe. Listen, I have gone to bed. I have gone to bed in strange places in my short life. I have been traveling from Plateau State to Kaduna before, and the driver promised us that he was going to Kaduna. he stopped somewhere around Zonkwa and said that, well, his fuel has finished, so everybody should find their square root. We say, what? We have not arrived Kaduna and it's night. That is the first time in my life I slept in a hut. You know, many of you, God, you know, God just helped you. This thatch roof that you will see pure mud and then the fiber of the roof, the way they did it. And the people, they were looking so strange. I just went to them and said, please, I spoke outside to them. Now my car broke down and I needed a place to stay. They say, ah, talk, Kazo. Throughout the night, any sound in the then the devil began to remind me of the various stories I've heard of how people were at the wrong place at the wrong time. It was the longest night of my life. Till today, I was practically awake throughout. I will hear a sound, my mind will pain. You know, once fear is active, fear is a torment. My mind would give a shape to the sound. So I imagined strange things that night. And guess what? The village arrangement everywhere is dark. So no Nepal light. So you are left to your imagination. And if God help you, that your heart has several images the Satan can use. I got a pharmaceutical job at Plateau State the year, the month I rounded up NYS, and it came with a monthly salary of 350,000 per month and one official car. So immediately I began to celebrate. I sent the appointment letter to my father, and he said, yes, this is this is the life. While I went for that interview, there's a family friend of ours in Plateau State that I was able to establish relationship with while I was serving. So I went to sleep at their house because the interview is early morning the next day and I cannot start my trip that early morning. So I went a day before. I slept in their house. When I was entering their house, I saw one of their baba. He was sitting on a wheelchair. So I said, Senu Baba, they say he does not hear, that his ear is deaf and there's a challenge with his eye, that cataract. That is why they brought him, that he does not see. So the infirmities we can record physically is that, one, he is paralyzed. Number two, he cannot hear. And number three, he cannot see. Now, the Baba was so old, so I just felt, okay, maybe it's old age. So I passed and they took me to the visitor's room where I would spend my night. I just sat down on the bed and kept my head, trying to preempt the possible questions that they will ask me the next day. And I was doing a mental rehearsal as regarding how I would also respond. So I slept off in that mood. By 2:30 a.m., I just felt somebody around me. So I opened my eyes. I thought I was awake. I opened my eyes, actually. And I saw the paralyzed Baba. The Baba that cannot see, that cannot hear. He was standing in front of my bed and his hand was like this by my chest. So I now said, Baba, because it's fear. Have you turned and you saw somebody that you didn't expect to be around? So there is this shock that enters. It was from that shock I said, Baba. And Baba began to vanish from his leg like this, till his head, like smoke. That was when it occurred to me that I did not wake up physically. It was a realm of encounter. The way people go to bed and wake up, some of them never woke up. There was a battle that happened. There was a visit that happened that men could not see. And the same weak man physically, he is a warlord in the realm of spirits. At night, he becomes active. He is responsible for many damage. And so he came to x-ray me that the brief moment I came to spend under that roof, he came to quickly do something quickly. You know what Jesus did? He was the one that woke me up. Me, I did the normal flesh. Have you seen yourself when you are sleeping before? You look so helpless. Forget the pride of anybody. Just go and see them when they are sleeping. You will say, Abum Tokse, very helpless. We have this very proud roommate in my room back then on campus. When he lies down, you will see his tongue outside, and then you say, look at, just look at this one now. I did not say Jesus. I said, Baba, it means that your capacity to participate in a realm superior to dust is already victory. Anybody who is not alive in that realm, you will only be at the receiving side. You will just wake up and see that something has happened. You will start trying to do tests. You don't know the finger that planted it and when it was planted. Suddenly, you will find out the breakthrough that took many years to arrange. It will just collapse suddenly. If the Bible says the thief cometh. There are people here that Jesus insists this morning, step out of the dust. Jesus is calling you this morning to come and connect to heaven's hotspots. Heaven has on their hotspot. They say, come and upgrade. Go from version 1.0. The latest now is 12.0. If you are here and you cannot receive ventilation from the Holy Ghost as regarding the seasons of your life, if you are here and you are still a victim, there are many things that continue to undermine your quest for spiritual consistency. You are here and your night is still full of torment, full of affliction. Everything you do, there is one signature of delay or another. Brother, the most adequate way of escape now is an upgrade. And for the want of time, I will run through these things quickly now. The first channel of upgrade is prayer. You are the one to build up yourself in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude chapter 1 verse 20. The second upgrade and channel of upgrade rather is by contemplating on the word of God. The Bible says, for we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Son, we are changed into the same image, even from glory unto glory. The more you are looking into the excellent word of God, you are being transformed into what you are looking at. Jesus is God's cutoff mark. If you are not like Jesus, you have not passed. So you will need to continue looking at the word until the nature of Christ begins to be formed on your inside. That's what makes for the upgrade. The third is fasting. In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 41, he says, but them that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and they will not be weary. Our anchor scripture for this conference is Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. And he says, for thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. Return from where? The only person that can give us a little perspective on this matter is the great teacher. He says, I returned and I saw under the sun. And so sometimes I ask, where did he come from? Where did he return from? You arrived into time broken. And everything you are doing now that you think you are making progress, you are like a scientific calculator in the hand of a market woman. They are not maximizing what you can do yet. They are using you to do Maggi plus salt and tomato, and you can solve complex equations. They have never put you to your true use yet. Only the Holy Ghost will unveil the hidden things concerning your life. There are chapters of my life that me myself am oblivious to. I didn't know that I could ever become this. But it was hidden in Him. It was in Him that we now found our bearing. It's in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Today is that moment in your destiny again where the Holy Ghost says, do you want me to lead your life? Do you want to continue holding the steering of your destiny by yourself? You know, there are many people who don't know the wayo spirits are doing them. They want you to be deceiving yourself that you know what you are doing, and that when you want to be serious, you'll be serious. That when you want to be born again, you'll be born again. They want you to miss a particular season of your life. It is a particular era. It's called the season of your appearing. Once you miss the season of your manifestation, they know that anything you want to do subsequently, you cannot bring sufficient witness to why you were sent into time. It is this same season that God demands. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. before the evil day comes when you have no desire. It is this youth that God wants. I must do the work. I must walk the walk of he that sent me while it is day. You are sent here on an assignment. You have not even found out why you are here, and you are just doing your own thing, running, and you see, speed is not an advantage if you are running in the wrong direction. Some of you will graduate and run into the labor market, and for the first time in your life, it will occur to you that you don't have fulfillment. Go out early, come back in the evening. One day you will sit down and say, this routine, to what end? There are treasures in earthen vessels. There are things Jesus has hidden on your inside. And those treasures will be unveiled the moment you submit yourself to the Holy Ghost. If you want to be glad in your life, if what you want is fulfillment, there's only one recommendation. It's only the river of the Holy Ghost that can give you fulfillment. The Bible says, ye are a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. But the Bible also says, there is this river that maketh glad the city of God. If that city must be glad, there is a river. Only that river can show you where the gold of your destiny is. The Bible says a river went out of Eden and parted into four heads from thence: Gihon, Kishon, Hiddekel, and Euphrates. The first river, Gihon, he says, that is the river that encompassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of your destiny, only that river can show you where your value is. Only the Holy Ghost can unveil your true identity. You will live your life in disadvantages until you find him. Today, Jesus insists again and say, let me lead your life. Let me lead and chart your course. Let me command your direction. I pray you don't harden your heart. I pray you yield. Because these are Kairos seasons of your life. If you miss it now, you might spend the rest of your life trying to catch up. If you get it now, it will be miles ahead. Because so many people are just running from pillar to post. Find God and find bearing first. All other things will now be added to you. Last month, somebody bought a brand new Jeep and said, we have observed that your car is a saloon car, and with the kind of ministerial work you are into, you will need a car that is elevated. I said, definitely. And I went to go and thank God that, thank you for remembering me, putting my thought in the heart of people. So I got a text message from the person that, but I just want you to know that I like you. Hey. So it became clear that this gift came with a condition. And by accepting the gift, you have accepted that condition. And it's a married woman. You are shouting, and so I wanted to go and pray and say, Lord, what do you think? The answer is already, you know, there are many things we go and pray about. We already know the answer. You are hoping that you will hear something different. The answer is there already. Don't go down this path. So I said, well, thank you for your verbal display of interest for me. However, I don't do those things, please. To show you that it was a season of temptation, she now sent another message and said, if that is the case, then you just missed your Jeep. Hi, the team pained me. I had already imagined, because they've sent me the picture of the car already before it arrived. I'd imagined some of my clothes that will match the color of the
Then Satan came in the middle of that day, that in the middle of the night of that day, Satan came and whispered in my heart and said, "You see your life? You see all this excess holy that you are doing. Now, normally, if you had collected that car and you now block her number, would anything still be wrong?" That thing sounded like this would have been the wisest thing to have. So I took my phone, I wanted to text, and I now lost my peace. So I restrained myself. The pain I was feeling, it was under this left side of my chest here like this. Sometimes when I get into some things and I forget what happened, I will be happy briefly. Then if I remember that, see how this thing played out, then the sorrow will enter back. And God was watching me. Was watching me. 2 days after that, I was minding my business and somebody called me from abroad and said, "I just finished listening to one of your messages. I and my family have decided to be a blessing to you. This message has so answered the current question in our season. Thank you for being a blessing. Please, can we have your account number?" And I said, "Why not?" You know, listen, as men of God, when people want to bless you, there is a disposition you must enter. Even when you need the money, do I owe like you don't need it. Sometimes they'll say, "Send the account number." Delay for 20 minutes. Then they'll now say, "You have not sent it, oh sir." You now say, "Oh, sorry. Send it." The reason is that, listen, let me tell you one truth. There is a prerequisite level of mental and psychological intelligence it takes to work with men. The moment the person who is appreciating you just now just perceive that you are so, you know, connected to that, you suddenly your honor will decline before their eye. So I said, "Why not?" I didn't send the account number that day. So I saw another message on WhatsApp later. They said, "Please, we have not seen it." And I said, "Oh, sorry." I sent it. I was on my way to service. And then my phone just vibrated. As you know, those alerts that shakes the phone. The phone did like this. So I took it. I looked at it. I wanted to be sure that my mind was not playing a trick on me. So I did the conversion quickly in my head. If you convert this. What God gave to me was 2 times the price of the Jeep. That don't clap. You see, these are the things we want to be hearing. 2 times what I looked like I missed out of. It was at that moment it now occurred to me that before a new season opens for you, there is a test of the old season you must pass. There are many of us here. You will come before that aptitude test for transition and you fail again. And they say, repeat the class. Today, the Holy Ghost insists. He insists on you. The only thing Jacob left home with, it got me very, very puzzled because I was looking at the whole situation. I saw Esau crying. He was weeping in the feet of Isaac, crying profusely. And I thought, did Jacob really cheat this guy? Then I found out Jacob didn't carry any land document from the house. No land paper was missing. Jacob didn't carry any cattle. He didn't carry any sheep. He didn't carry the wells of Isaac were all around. The person who actually inherited all the properties was Esau. But Esau was crying that he has been cheated. What did Jacob carry away from home? Words. A set of words. Our generation have interpreted blessings to be material things alone. But Jacob went away from home with what can compel those material things to you. Esau stayed behind, inherited every material thing on ground. But Esau, as at that time, knew what true blessing is. He knew that what this young man carried is, it has the capacity to recreate everything that is here and more. And so he was weeping. My joy was that his case was not hopeless. Because when he wept to an extent, his father added a clause to that utterance. He says, I have elevated your younger one above you already, and I cannot go back on my word. However, when you become restless, he will break his yoke from your neck. There are people here that are a reflection of the decisions of other people. You just open your eye into situations and circumstances that are not your own making. But when you become restless, you will break that yoke. There are different things that we must throw away tonight. And so I want to give you a solemn opportunity. I want you to make a decision like I did some years back on campus. I decided to live for Jesus. Until today, it was the best decision I've made in my life. Everything in my life continued to confirm that this is where you got it right. You came to Jesus. Can I share something with you? You see, can I share something with you? There are many people who would be concerned about different things that a Christian will never be concerned about. Some of you, if you don't turn your way to Jesus, in the calendar of the attack projected for your life, they want to cut you off on campus. They want to cut you off. It is one of the US presidents that said, some men die at 25, but they are buried at 75. You will make a very wrong decision that will ruin several seasons ahead for you. This is why the life of righteousness is your biggest advantage. Just live holy. Live holy. There are many challenges you will escape by just living holy. Just living holy. If we hear that there are diseases, there are sickness, that. It's not your problem. You are here and you heard my voice and you pick the sound of that alarm and your soul bears witness with you that this is that moment you have been waiting for. This is that one real encounter you have always wanted. You are here and you have had up and down, and you are aspiring for consistency. You know that there is something about your life, but it will take consistency to walk into it. You are here and you want to wave goodbye to a life of compromise. You are unashamed to do this between God and man, and you want to register your allegiance to the kingdom of God and to his laws. I need you to run forward from wherever you are. Please, quickly, don't wait for other people before you come. Just start coming quickly. Start celebrating them, please, as they come. Come. Please come. I'm waiting for you. I know you are on ground. That's why the Lord has led me to share in this line. Come. If you are coming, please make up your mind and come. Come. I cannot help myself. I cannot save myself. I cannot become free by myself. Don't clap. Come. Come. This is a destiny encounter. A spirit summons you now. He says, run out now. Come. In this day where you heard his voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Do not resist this great salvation. Come. It is about a nature today. It's a nature. We want to sign out of a nature. We want to leave that dust life behind and enter into a new reality ordained for us. We want to wave goodbye to a life of all kinds of, you know, tendencies, all kinds of weaknesses. Just in case you are here and you are so conscious of what people will think when you come forward, the person you have betrayed is yourself. Your destiny is too small in your own eye. Your reputation is bigger than your quest to get it right with the demand of God. Come. I will give you 2 minutes and then I will close this call. 2 minutes. Wherever you are, make up your mind quickly. God bless you. Come.
Haya, 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 mbakada Yesu, komi azama panza. Haya, 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 mbakada Yesu, komi azama panza.
I've lost some friends. I've lost them in the middle of their days. It is risky to appear in eternity without Jesus. I want to give the last opportunity to 5 more people. I have a witness in my heart that there are 5 people who should join us. We are waiting for you. The kingdom insists. Come, quickly, come. Please come. Get up from wherever you are and come now. Come. Come. God bless you, sister. Come. God bless you. Come. Come. Come, brother. Come. God bless you. Come. There are 3 more people. Come. Come. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother.
I thank you, Holy Ghost, for no man can come to the Father except you draw them near. Thank you for drawing your children to yourself. Thank you for these ones you have insisted on. Thank you for their souls, that you have created an opportunity to become closer to you. Today, in the name of Jesus, I pray that it pleases you to destroy the power of sin. Break the hold, break the chains, and usher them into a new season, a new era of spiritual consistency. There are those of us that are already born again, but your life has continued to be a story of rising and falling. Wherever you are, run forward quickly too. You know already that you have experienced this back to back to back. You don't seem to have a solution for spiritual consistency. Come, come and join us quickly. We are about to take flight. Come. Come, 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 come. There's no time. Come. Just stand up and come. Come. Such a marvelous day. This is a destiny encounter. This is the point we were reborn. We wave goodbye to a version. We wave goodbye to a model. We step into a new. Everybody, let's pray together. Please say these words with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am yours and you are mine. I embrace you and I wave goodbye to the world. From today, I receive power to become a child of God. I believe in my heart that you are good and you are kind and you died for me
I accept that sacrifice today. And because of that, from today, I will live my life living for you. Thank you for giving your life for me. Accept the sacrifice of my own life. You who is able to keep me from falling. Keep me from falling, O God. Receive all glory in my life. Everything in my life that is not of you, let it die as I die to the old man too. Everything you have not planted, uproot. Today, I receive your spirit and I believe that I am a child of God. Congratulations to everybody who have prayed that prayer. Listen, there is something new that will happen to us. I want you to just put your hands on your chest wherever you are. Precious Holy Ghost, I thank you because you have numbered your children and you have insisted on them until you brought them to the foot of the cross. Now, by the power of your spirit, begin to overshadow men. Begin to overpower men until they submit. Intoxicate them with the new wine. Let their pleasures become your will, become your desire. Change them from the inner man. Break in pieces the gates of brass. Cut asunder the bars of iron. Let the zeal of the house of the Lord consume them from the inner man. Every area of their struggle, supply strength now. Do a quick work on their inside until they become a reflection of your kingdom, until they become an extension of your government. In the name of Jesus, I declare everything that creates tension, that creates an affinity for iniquity, I declare them uprooted now in the name of Jesus. Now over your life, I declare a shaking for things to go out of alignment until Jesus arrange you to your order. There are disconnections in friendships, disconnections with all kinds of departure from the ordinance of God. Jesus will orchestrate it in your life in the name of Jesus. May the Lord grant you strength in your evil day to stand for God. May the Lord give you power to live for His kingdom and His will. From today, I put upon you the oil of gladness. I put upon you the desire of nations. Everything God has placed on your inside will never be hidden anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Congratulations. Please go back to your seat quickly. Let me pray for us for miracles, signs, and wonders. Quickly, at your seated position, those of us seated, pray for 1 minute. Holy Ghost, visit me in the point of my need now. Locate me now. Locate me now. Locate me now. Locate me now. Go ahead and pray. Locate me. Locate me. Locate me. Go ahead and register your desires before God. Lord, I have no man. If you don't help me, I am doomed. Lord, I have no connection. If you don't lift me, I am doomed. Go ahead and pray quickly, quickly, quickly. You have 1 minute to register your expectations. Go ahead and pray. Don't look around. There are those of us trusting the Lord for that sickness to leave your body. You are tired. Why don't you articulate your expectations now? I'm not living here with this infirmity. There are those of you trusting God for favor to rest upon your life, so that this track record of struggle, of struggle, of struggle all through, let there be ventilation at least. Why don't you go ahead and ask the Lord, show me favor. Unto you who answer prayer, we have gathered. In the next few minutes, your life can change forever. Anything is possible now. This is what happens when men and brethren dwell together in unity. The oil begins to flow. Things that you didn't even know is possible. There will be a mixture of oil. God will begin to smear oil on people's life. Don't be quiet in this moment, brother. Don't be quiet, sister. Go ahead and make your expectations known before God. How can you be quiet in a time like this? How did Satan make your mouth shut over your destiny? Who do you think is praying for you? Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you because you are here. You are here. You are here. All things are possible now. You are here. But you are turning lives around. You are changing situations. You are lifting the heads of men. You are breaking chains. You are uprooting diseases and illnesses. You are plugging the feet of men out of the fire. You are rescuing us from the miry clay. You are measuring into us a zeal for holy purity. The angels of the Lord are released to minister unto you now. They are ministering spirits here now. And now, precious Holy Ghost, like you helped me, like you called me, like you chose me, just as you've given me wisdom, the utterance to communicate your counsel, the visibility, the influence upon any and everybody in this hall who has an ordination to carry this hallowed gospel of the kingdom across the nations of the world, wherever they are, Holy Ghost, begin to touch them now. Begin to wake them from their slumber up now. Begin to trouble and shake and stir them up now. I speak to everybody who's ordained to carry the gospel of the kingdom to the nations of the world. Now, Holy Ghost, rest upon them. Rest upon them. Rest upon them. Rest upon them. Jesus, insist on them. Insist. Insist. Let no iniquity have dominion over them. Pluck their feet. Pluck their feet out of corruption. I want the ushers to go around. There are two people you will bring out for me quickly. Two. Holy Ghost, touch. 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 Overshadow and overpower. until their will is swallowed up, until they are lost inside you. Leave that as a signature upon them. From my right to my left, from the back to the front, let the spirit overpower men, and then you become another man. It's not a time to look around. It's not a time to look around. He says, I will put my spirit within you, and I will cause you to walk in my way. Mary said, how shall these things be? He says, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. I speak to those carrying destinies that are strange, destinies that are new in their bloodline, destinies that are too good to be true, destinies that are too great to be imagined. How shall these things be? The Holy Ghost will overshadow you. The oil of favor is coming upon the heads of people now. The oil of favor. The oil of favor. The yoke of delay is broken now. Everything that eats time from your life, if you know where you are, you'll be praying now. You'll be praying now. Don't look around. I thank you, Holy Ghost. Such as I have, such as you've released, I give to you now by the fire of the Spirit. Become another man. Become visible. Let your light shine. Let it shine. Born with holy purity. There are deliverers in our midst, deliverers and saviors who are currently looking like the problem, who are currently looking like the challenge, who are currently not looking like their identity. Now, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I unveil you now. Ushers, go around, go around. Help me find these ones. You become another man by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and pray where you are. Bring them out. Bring them out. There are prophets, prophets, prophets. Your eye is opening now. Your ears is popping open. Now you can interact with the word of the immortals. Holy Ghost, stir them up now. The horn of wisdom. The horn of wisdom. The horn of wisdom. True wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. I hear a sound in my spirit. I hear a sound in my spirit. I hear a sound in my spirit. Saviors, arise. Saviors, arise. Saviors, arise. Awake out of your slumber. Henceforth, you will not look. You will not look like the challenge. A spirit calls your name now. Awake thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Awake! Awake! Holy Ghost, insist on them, insist. There is a fresh baptism. A fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost is running through the hall now. A fresh baptism. A fresh baptism. Wherever you are, take it now by fire. Please help them. Fire upon your altar now. I speak to every cold altar. I speak to every dead prayer life. I speak to every dead prayer life. Receive fire now. I came by prayer. I will stay in prayer. When I leave this world, I will go in prayer. I came by prayer. I will stay in prayer. When I leave this world, I will go in prayer. I will stay in prayer. When I leave this world, I will go in prayer. Hey, I came by prayer. I will stay in prayer. When I leave this world, I will go in prayer. Hey, I came by prayer. I will stay. Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power and with power and with power. The power of God is about to run through this hall. The power of God is about to run through our bodies. The anointing of power is about to enter here. Holy Ghost, from the back to the front, from the left to the right, by your power, begin to touch men now. 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 Touch them by power. Everybody on this side, precious Holy Ghost, find your men, find your men. Insist, insist. Begin to drop burdens on them. May the weight of the kingdom be casted upon your shoulders now. I declare by the hand of the Lord, let there be a wave, a wave, a wave. By the hand of the Lord, I stir you up now. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and pray if you can. Hey. Time is not on our side. Time is not on our side. The only thing I need from you now is to shout amen as loud as you can when I call the name of Jesus. Just shout that amen as loud as you can. Over the people of God, I declare every infirmity, every sickness, every disease, every illness in their body, everything God has not planted, I uproot it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody here under the yoke of curse, anybody here under curses, under witchcraft attack, anybody here from families where attack is the norm, we set you free now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody here from families where there is a pattern of incomplete projects, people don't finish what they start, people don't complete what they began, upon your life now, the hand that laid the foundation will complete it in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to curse the spirit of delay. Is the caterpillar. What it eats is time. I will restore the years that the canker worm has eaten. They eat time. You will look at your life and you don't know what you have done with a chunk of time. From the back to the front, the left and the right, let the power of restoration come upon them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Help that lady. The Lord instructs me. I pray for speed upon your life now. Divine speed. Amen. Now over your destiny, upon everything you put your hands to do, receive speed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There are people here that wicked spirits are tormenting. They refuse to let you go. No matter how much you are crying, they are ignoring your tears. There are people that certain beings are calling you their wife, saying that you are their wife. They will not let you rest. They will not let your night to be a time to sleep. They will come and be disturbing your dreams. I challenge spirit husbands. I challenge every entity that lays claim, that interrupts your rest, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I set you free now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Help me find, there's a lady I'm looking for now. The power of God will overpower her now. Holy Ghost, move by your mercy. Touch that one now. Help me find that lady. Help me find that one. It's not this one. There's another person. Bring that lady out. Bring that one. I'm seeing Deborah. Deborah on their foreheads. Deborah. There's a dimension of excellency. Warrior prophetess. A new breed of mothers. A new breed of wives, a new breed of women,
They emerge. Something breaks open now. Deborah, awake. Awake. Awake.
Before I go, there are few of you, very few of you here. That has been having some encounters. You have perceived my frame before you saw me physically. You have perceived my frame even before I came to your campus. And there are encounters to validate that. Now, Holy Ghost, whatever you seek to do through them, freely I received, freely I give to them too now. Let the spirit of wisdom, let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you now. Let utterance, insight into revelations. I release favor upon you. No longer would you be hidden. You are a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. Men will not reject you again. You will not be small. Though your beginning be small, your latter end shall be greatly increased. Holy Ghost, please give us one more measure. One more time. Move in this audience. Touch your own. Set them on fire. Even for your work. Even for your glory. Set men on fire. Your life can never remain the same. It can't remain the same. Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire upon everywhere. Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire upon. Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire upon everywhere. Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire upon. Before we go, Nasahanu na akenge keno ma bazamfuma ayaba. Nasahanu na akenge keno ma bazamfuma. Nasa. One more time.
Nina Yesu ne. Unto him who is able to keep you from falling, unto him who is able to present you spotless at his appearing, may the Lord keep you and preserve you. May the Lord shield you from the corruption of this generation. May the Lord keep you spotless unto his appearing. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. I love you guys. And I await the testimonies of your great manifestations and the great things God will be doing in and through your life. God bless you. Ushers, please help. Help these ones. Help them. Try and ferry them to...
To God, we trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazo mission international.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.